Hi, this is Scott Bradley, Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio, and you'd better keep listening or I will tear your soul apart.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Yeah.
It is your host, S. Nicole Jordan Balakis, author, craziness.
Drug addict?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Crack whore. No, just kidding.
No.
No. And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, Justin McPatches.
Your husband.
He's my hubby-nind.
Yes.
And my boss.
I'm not your boss.
For this, you are. You own the radio station.
Ooh. I do own Podunk.
Yes. So, shut up.
It doesn't matter.
Shut up.
Moving on.
Anyway, so, yeah, we've been gone a while again.
Well, I'm very busy.
Yes, we're both very busy.
Between work and trying to juggle the station and
yeah,
all the other shows. So, I don't know. I think I have to cut back on some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, not for air. Because we got some stuff coming up this summer with Green Jello.
Yeah.
Green Jelly. And, you know. And then as soon as summer's over, it's back to Halloween and we'll be busy with this.
We'll be rolling with that shit. Yep.
So, you know, I've decided that, like, I haven't talked to, you know, Raven Homicide in a while, so I don't know if we're still doing that show. It's a timing thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So
no one has availability.
Yeah, well, everybody works.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I don't know. Some stuff, I'm working on some gaming stuff, but again, I work so much, I don't have time to do anything. So I'm definitely keeping this going, and of course I have to run Podunk, so that's busy too.
Right.
I'm slowly making changes.
Right.
But you don't need to do it in one day.
Nope.
No. So, Civil War is next week. This week.
Yep.
This week.
Yeah.
Coming up. It'll already air by the time we air this. Or we might just put this on Podbean. I haven't decided yet.
Well, we still have to put it on the station at some point.
Probably after.
Well, okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me.
We'll figure it out. Well.
Well, it matters, but you know.
Yeah. Anyway.
I figure just put it on Podbean, you can listen then, and if somebody listens on Podunk, fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not really worried about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, Civil War's coming out.
Yeah, I know
we
you're
saw
excited.
Batman, we already talked about Batman Superman. Because we did do that after. Yeah, we did, because you didn't like it. And
Yeah.
That was the last time we did anything.
Yeah.
There's no horror movies coming out. Well, there are, they're just not, they're not mainstream.
No.
Purge.
Some indie stuff. The Purge.
That's coming out soon.
That's
going
to be good.
We watched Hush.
We watched Hush. That was very good.
That was very good, actually.
That was
actually.
Very good. Yeah. Really liked that one, surprisingly.
Walking Dead. Well, you know what? I think Walking Dead, we didn't talk about what happened because I don't think we got that part. Like, I think it was right before the season finale.
Yeah.
So we can actually talk about how pissed off you were.
Oh, yeah. I was pissed off. I'm sure everybody was pissed off.
I think you're still pissed off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am subtly pissed off, I guess, still, about the way they did it. I wouldn't have been as upset, and I'm perfectly fine with
And we can talk about it now because that was like a month ago.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with cliffhangers. That's, you know, I understand that, but when you have spent basically the entire season
building up
to that particular cliffhanger, the whole season was a cliffhanger to that point. That point was, which one is he going to kill? Because it probably won't be the one that we all think it will be.
Right.
And for them to deny that at the final minute.
It was cheap.
Plus, not only that.
Commercials.
Well, the commercials. Don't get me fucking started on the commercials. But not only that, the whole thing with Negan is you know, they gave him basically 10 minutes to establish himself. And what would have been perfect is for us to see the brutality right from the start. Actually see him do it. Not this camera's point of view, and we don't know who he killed.
Far Cry. It looked like Far Cry.
Yeah. So I really had a problem with the way they did it.
Not Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He was fine.
I think they took a lot away from him by not doing it the way they should have done it.
Well, that whole episode was driving around.
Yeah.
Driving around.
Driving around, running into
commercial.
Running into them, commercial.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah. And then
driving around.
Yeah, no. I was like, there was no payoff at the end.
No.
There was no payoff at the end. And I'm still waiting for Sam and Dean to come in.
Yeah, because of Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah. So, these are my kids.
And, so that was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And then, what else happened? So, that's
and,
over.
And Fear the Walking Dead, I'm sorry.
I have no interest.
We have no interest. Even the little bits that we've seen, no.
Doesn't look good.
No.
I'm not interested in how it began.
And stop fucking forcing me to watch that shit in between.
Yeah.
If I want to watch it, I'll fucking watch it. I don't want to be forced to watch it in between fucking watching The Walking
Dead.
Well,
AMC is trying to whore it in.
I understand that, but fuck it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like it.
So that's that.
I'm very disappointed with AMC at this point.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? It's a network. Yeah. You know what? Wish we had El Rey. That's really good.
Yeah. Apparently, the new season of...
Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn's getting started, and now...
Yeah.
Tom Savini's going to be on it.
That makes sense, yeah. Considering he's a buddy of Rodriguez. So.
Yeah.
And so we saw Hush. We'll talk about that. Hush was good.
Mm-hmm. We watched... on Fast Forward, hashtag horror, which was terrible. Although, Timothy Hutton chewing scenery was fantastic.
I mean, what's her name that was in it from American Horror Story? She was good.
Yeah.
As a rich...
Chloe Sevigny, yeah.
She's good.
Yeah.
As a rich bitch.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand any of the children, because I hate kids anyway.
No, you wanted all the kids to die.
I did. Yeah. It just... And apparently people were saying what a great, and it wasn't great.
I think because it was made by a woman, it was written by a woman and directed by a woman, and you know, like, went the festival circuit.
Well, that's all good and fine.
I understood what she was trying to do and how she was basically crucifying the media age. I understood that.
Right, right.
Okay. But I just couldn't stand anybody that was in the film long enough to watch it.
Timothy Hutton.
Except Timothy Hutton, which funny.
He was just fucking
crazy.
Losing. He was losing his mind.
He was cray-cray.
He really was.
Yes.
He was awesome.
Yes.
But it just wasn't good. We even fast forwarding, like, why is this so long?
Yeah, I know. God, what? And then what was that? Like, oh, I almost saw some blood. Wait a minute.
Nope.
No.
No, it's crap. Fuck. So it was crap.
Yeah.
That movie. Yeah. Hush was good, but we'll talk about that
Hush
later.
Hush was really good, and I watched What We Do in the Shadows, which... Oh,
the vampire movie?
Which is, it's like
a
mockumentary of vampires living in New Zealand, which is very funny. It's very funny.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and I think we did this... The last time we did it was right after we watched... Did we watch... He never died. Was that did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did. We did. Because I played the clip from Old Hank.
That's right.
Yeah, no, that was good. With Old Hank on Netflix?
Yeah.
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 So that was good.
Yeah, I watched a couple of things, and yeah.
But movie theater wise, we haven't really been. We saw Deadpool. We took Jeff to see Deadpool because he hasn't seen it yet. Our buddy Jeff. We saw it already, but of course, Deadpool was good.
Yeah, Deadpool was good.
We ran it Future Past again to kind of get geared up for X-Men Apocalypse.
It was the Rogue cut.
Yeah, I see what they did differently, but...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But it was still a good movie, and I'm excited for Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes.
And, and then, of course, you know, Civil War's coming up, so I'm really excited for that. Also, Friday the 13th is coming up.
Yep.
So I will try to maybe videotape somewhere me playing the game and seeing if I can beat it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will, though. I mean, I'll play it. I don't know if I'll beat it. I have to get the strategy guide that Raven has.
It's hard.
It's a fun game, though.
It's hard.
It is hard. That's what makes it cool. And then there's some more raw gameplay footage of the Friday the 13th game that's coming out.
The new one, yeah, I know.
And it looks good.
Yeah.
The... in part three, the house looks fucking
awesome.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And the kill looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Some girl's head getting smashed in a door. And it looks good. So
yeah.
I'm really... Take your time, though. Don't rush it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to rush the game.
No. I would rather it be perfect when it comes out, then
yeah.
rush to get
it. And we'll
here.
Have a PS4 by then for sure to play it on.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be good. I'm excited for that game, especially yeah, since it's Kane Hodder.
Me too. He had a birthday recently, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Well, he's got that documentary he's making.
Yep.
Which is awesome, because Kane Hodder's awesome.
Yep. And the other Jason that I am a fan of, Derek Mears, his birthday was just day before yesterday.
Oh.
So happy birthday to him.
And I think it was just Bill Manspeaker's birthday of Green Jello.
Yep. And Lisa Wilcox's birthday was a couple days ago. And the Soska sisters.
Yes, the twins.
And their mom.
And their mom.
Their birthday
was their birthday.
Yeah, the 29th, I
yes.
think. Yes.
And the twins are 34.
Yep.
So they're like a month earlier than I am. Same
month
age.
Older than you, yeah.
Which is awesome
yep.
because I did have a great birthday that year.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still not too much right now. I guess there is a new movie they're working on, but they kind of went radio silence on it for
yeah, well,
a while.
They're doing the Rabid
yeah.
remake.
They're always.
And they're doing Hellevator. They're doing a couple things. They're involved
right.
in it several
They're
things.
Always working.
Yeah. So
they're busy.
They've been very busy.
Jessica Cameron's got a YouTube show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, her and Heather Dorf. It's yeah. pretty good. It's funny. They yeah. have a Patreon, so that's doing well.
Yeah.
We should probably do one, but
mm-hmm.
it's like, who's that guy? Fuck him. occasionally.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about Halloween Horror Nights.
They're finally starting to
announce the houses.
Right. Not much on Spooky yet that we're allowed to say.
No, but it's good.
But they are, okay, so they're having it at the convention center.
Yes.
We know that much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be good.
And it's the first weekend in October.
Second weekend.
7th, 8th, and 9th.
Yeah, so the week before, whatever day the 8th is on, is the 1st above it. So technically, I think the first is on a Saturday, so that would be the first weekend. Technically. Second weekend of October.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, just so everybody knows, that's going to be a major weekend for us as well. That's our anniversary weekend.
Yep.
Our birthday. Our Ten. Birthday!
Yay!
Yeah! No, our wedding anniversary is the 12th.
Our couple birthday. Couple
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that'll it? Be our, yeah, our anniversary is on the 12th.
It'll be,
so.
Was that 2 years? 3 years. Two.
It's two, darling. 10, 12, 14.
Yeah, that's right. So we got that going on. So Spooky's, they got Doug Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's Doug Bradley.
Makes me happy.
Doug Bradley did our intro.
Yep. Doug yes. Bradley's the dude. I love
he
him.
He is awesome.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. There he is.
By Joel.
Yeah. Joel Robinson has a lot of stuff.
He does.
He's got a lot of, he's been doing a lot of covers for Scream Factory and stuff going out.
That's
the one
good.
He did for Return of the Living Dead.
It was awesome.
Sold out like immediately.
Oh, Morbid Movies.
Yeah.
That's right. They're doing Lost Boys.
Yep.
On the 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 20th.
We don't have an agenda for the show. We're just going to kind of just talk about stuff that's coming.
Yeah. Let's play music.
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll be back.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
Someone thinks it's our God's This place. eyes. It's caught me like a ghost.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com.
Yes.
So we played a couple songs.
We did.
Including the specials, Ghost Town, because I was singing that a little bit ago, and my husband didn't even know that, and he just decided to put it in.
I don't really pay attention.
I know you don't pay attention.
I do pay attention.
And we were talking about Shaun of the Dead earlier, too, he and I. So,
yes.
So it's just kind of funny that all came together.
You have a Sean, a little.
I do.
Figure.
You got it for me for my birthday.
Well, I got two
He's got red on you.
I got two Alfred Hitchcocks.
Yes.
I think one's a special edition.
Yeah.
And I got an Nosferatu.
Uh-huh.
And a Bender, but no Voltron.
But no Voltron. And I have the Little Pumpkin King from
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
You have like three of those now. You have that little one. You have the special edition pop figure.
Pop, yep.
And I got you the
stuffed one.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have three of the Pumpkin King.
I am a good husband.
You are a good husband. So.
So what's this summer's got a couple things coming out.
We do. Yeah, we did look to see what's coming. We weren't thinking about it, but
a couple good things. Conjuring 2 looks good.
Conjuring 2 is coming in June.
But
yeah.
That's not the Amityville.
The Darkness.
With Kevin Bacon.
Bacon, that looks really good.
That does look good, yes.
That's coming in May.
Okay.
And The Shallows.
I'm excited.
The shark movie that you're excited about.
I am.
Mrs. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, with Blake Lively, which whatever.
Yeah.
I hope it's all right, because there has been a string of, not counting Sharknadoes, those are entertaining.
Yeah.
As long as we can Mystery Science Theater it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that 99% of the time it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Since Jaws. Even some of the Jaws's. Jaws 3 and 4 weren't that good.
No.
Deep Blue Sea was good.
Yeah.
Even though they had CGI sharks in there, it wasn't too terrible.
Mm-mm.
Sharktopus is awesome because it's Roger Corman.
Uh-huh.
But this one looks good. I like the story. It's, you know, shallow water, and she got attacked surfing by a great white, and she's stuck on this barge. And she's got I like those kind of movies.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of The Reef, which is from Australia, which was a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Scary because of they used real footage of a shark.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it look really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for this. And it's in theaters because Shark Night sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Shark Night I was excited for too. And then it was like PG-13. I'm like.
Yeah. Not so much.
I know Jaws, all the Jaws was PG and PG-13 when Jaws the Revenge came out, but their PG-13 and our PG-13 are a lot different.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying all PG-13 horror, like some of the ghost ones are fine.
Uh-huh.
I have to say the Final Girls was just, that's the way it should, that was perfect the way it was.
Right.
You know, don't do a Halloween or a Friday the 13th in PG-13, that's stupid.
Right.
But anyway, so that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters is coming out, which looks.
They're bringing the originals back to the theater, though.
Well, and we're going to go see that again because it always looks awesome in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
We did that last year before. Yeah. And because they want people to be like, "Yay, get excited for this other movie."
Yeah.
And let's be clear, again, it's not because they're women. I like Kristen Wiig, we've seen her in plenty of stuff that she's funny in.
Yeah.
Including Despicable Me 2.
Yes.
Lipstick Taser.
Lipstick Taser!
Yeah, that's always good. Even Stephen Carell is funny in that one.
Yep. Wallaby. Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
So that's good. Yeah. And she's funny. And I'm sure I never watched Bride's Maids, but I hear it's funny. For that kind of humor.
Yes.
Ghostbusters was on a different
level
of humor. Granted, it was Saturday Night Cast from back in the day.
Yeah.
But what made it good was Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd writing together.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd's idea of how the paranormal, because he's very into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's what made him good. And plus they wrote the game. The game was phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know. So it's not because they're women, because that's just a stupid reason.
Right.
I don't think, you know, that's all good. It's because from what I've seen from the footage, it looks like shit.
Yeah. I don't like any of the changes they've made.
The ghosts look like shit.
No.
The proton packs look like they would never work.
No. And I'm sorry, Chris Hemsworth's really cute, but and even in a bookish kind of way when he's like with glasses and stuff, but that's not enough to draw me in.
No.
To watch the whole movie.
It's just, I'm going to see it because I need to see it to talk about it, but. It doesn't look that great. And the beams look kind of bad. It just, I don't know. I'm not impressed so far. And it's not because I want to hate on it, because it's a thing to do.
No.
It's just, I watched the trailer, and I'm like, this looks like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. Turtles looks like shit too.
Yes.
And the first one was shit. I've seen it. Even if they throw Krang and poor Stephen Amell in this, and they got Seamus and they got Bebop and Rocksteady, it's like a little too late.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah. I don't know. It's just the turtles still look like shit.
I want to know why.
Yeah.
We have to keep remaking things.
Oh, Disney's the worst.
Yeah. I just want to know why we keep remaking
things. Because...
However, that being said, before you even start, apparently, The Jungle Book is awesome.
Really?
Apparently so, yes. Everybody that I know that has gone to see it, all say it's great.
I don't see it's necessary.
It's not necessary, but they said it's really well done.
That's good.
It's beautiful and it's well acted and
well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Oh, I know. Tops at the box office the last 3 weeks though.
And that's fine.
Next week it'll be gone.
And again, you know, for all we know, people are like, we've never seen the original.
Yeah.
See, because the Disney Vault, they hide shit, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
See, I grew up in the 80s where they didn't hide shit. It was on tape. Everything was on tape.
No, they cycled through them on tape, too.
Well, I've seen The Jungle Book a million times on tape back
in
the day.
Because it was on tape, and then they put it back in the vault, and then they took it back out, and then they put
I
it
don't
back
mind
the
if they take the characters and do something different. Like, in the 90s, they were big on making cartoons out of characters and doing something different with them.
Yeah.
They had Tailspin, which was a great show. It was very noir, 40s, World War One or Two noir with sky pirates, and it was like fucking good. And then you had like Darkwing, which is awesome. But I don't mind that. But to just simply let's put this back out here. I don't know. They did that with what's that movie? Cinderella. At least with Maleficent, they went. Like a side story.
Yeah.
And that was different. And that was okay.
That was an origin story.
Yeah. And it tied in and I liked it because it was actually pretty dark too.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about all things Disney because they make the Marvel movies and the Punisher series is coming out.
Yes. He's getting his own series.
Well, he's awesome.
Yes.
And, you know.
He was the only good thing about this show.
And D'Onofrio.
Well, and D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
And their scenes together were awesome.
Yes. I don't know, that scene with Matt Murdock and him inside the thing is pretty good.
I don't like Daredevil, that's the problem.
You liked him first season.
It was when he was first developing as a character, yeah.
Maybe they'll fix it in the third season.
I just, you know, but I was already voting for the bad guy more to begin with. And then this season, the only thing I was interested in was the Punisher and the bad guy.
Right, right.
I had no interest in his backstory or Elektra or any of that bullshit, Chinese bullshit that was going on.
With the hand?
Yeah.
Weren't having it.
I don't care. And plus, he turned into a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Plus, I'm tired of Foggy whining and that. All that makes me think of is Johnny Tears. That's all it makes me think of. And that's just,
that's another reason
this.
To hate that.
An hour of this. I'm like, would you just shut up?
Right.
So, anyway.
But yeah, just these reboots and stuff, you know. I don't mind taking an idea that was based on something like comics. I think that they've done a wondrous things with the comic book movies. And even some that aren't even on the big screen. They did that. It turns out that Wynonna Earp show that's on Sci-Fi is based on the IDW comic book.
Yes.
You know what? Good for you.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
You know, and then what else did we? Oh, we finally, because of Starz Free Weekend, we finally got to finish Ash versus Evil Dead.
And you loved
it. A thousand pumpkins. I thought the end was kind of like, why would he do that? But now we get another season, so it doesn't matter.
Makes sense.
We'll see.
But
Bruce fucking still got it.
Awesome.
Top notch, Bruce.
Awesome.
The whole cast was good. Lucy Lawless?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Lucy Lawless.
Yeah. Xena.
She looks good, yeah.
She
could still be Xena.
Yeah.
I think Gabrielle still got it, too. I haven't seen her lately, but...
No.
Nah. But, yeah, the first thing Gabrielle was in before Xena was she was in Darkman 2 with Arnold Veloso.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which was like produced by Raimi and them. He didn't direct it.
Yeah.
He just did the first one, Liam Neeson. But we almost got Bruce Campbell the whole movie as Darkman. That would have been a whole nother fucking movie.
Yep.
But yeah, we've been watching The Mummy lately on TV. Poor Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
I do like, and I aren't they making another Mummy now, but it's got Tom Cruise?
I they're making a Universal Mummy. They're not doing...
Well, that was a Universal Mummy.
Yeah, but no, this is like, you know how they're trying to do, like, they use Dracula.
And that didn't work.
And they tried to make that the origin story for the Universal Monsters.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to
They're still working on it?
Yeah, they're trying to get them all together.
Because I heard that they were kind of done with that because Dracula didn't do well. I liked it, but...
Well, the thing is originally Dracula was supposed to be completely different.
I like that.
They adjusted the story
Oh.
to make it so that they could use it. For the origin story.
I liked it.
Yeah. So.
Luke Evans, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? So, Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, Halloween Horror Nights, they've already announced two houses.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
That'll be good. And The Exorcist.
And The Exorcist. Yes.
Which will be phenomenal.
Yeah.
That is one of the things about living in Florida.
Yeah.
We do got Halloween Horror Nights.
Right there, yeah.
And I'm sure we'll do something for Fright Nights as well.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. That's been a thing going on for the last couple of years, so.
Yeah.
I'll talk to Craig. He's running around. Busy guy, artist, just doing murals and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Plus, we weren't going down near West Palm right now anyway. Fucking Sunfest.
Yeah.
Evanescence would have been good, though, I think. You don't like Evanescence?
No, I like what they used to be. I don't like them now.
What are they now? I haven't heard a new song by them in fucking years.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not it's not her anymore. It's Ben and somebody else.
She's in the band.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they had her picture.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. Because, like, she left the band and stuff. And
I don't
her
know
and what... Ben had a fight and I don't know.
Well, then she let the guy from, what was the other band that had her do a song with him? It was so long ago. It was like 2004.
I don't know.
It was a decade ago. I don't know.
I don't know.
What else is coming out? Keanu? No.
Yeah, no.
No.
No interest?
No. Civil War, I'm excited for.
Yeah, Civil War, we're excited for.
Not a horror movie, but still nonetheless.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Speaking of pumpkins, we watched Hush. We liked that.
Yes.
How many pumpkins would you give that?
I give at least three.
Yeah.
3 to 4.
I'd say 3.5.
Yeah. It was original, but not. It was another standard. Okay. It wasn't a standard. It was a home invasion.
Uh-huh.
And I've been reading some stuff. Yeah, I think a lot of it didn't make sense with that guy and why he was doing stuff. We never really got an answer for that.
Yeah.
But as far as her being deaf and all that was awesome. And
yeah,
I thought her surviving it was awesome. Because and she was likable, even though you didn't really know much, and you couldn't get much off of her being deaf, didn't
and
really
mute.
Talk and mute, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good story.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And it was a good movie.
Yeah, I thought so.
Still too. Better than It Follows. Sorry, I was watching CinemaSins again. And that one's like all the Carpenter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucky.
Yeah, but you know, people still give that movie praise now.
Whatever.
Licking asses and shit.
I don't
That's
care.
What someone said to the reviewers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never, I couldn't. You know.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I do not get it. What We Do in the Shadows was really funny.
Yeah, that's good.
It was really good.
It's different.
Yeah, I liked it because it was four different vampires from four different eras.
Oh, okay.
Peter was like the Nosferatu. He was like 8,000 years old. He lived in the basement.
Yeah, he was the Nosferatu. Okay.
And if you wake him up, you know, you had to wake him up. He would go around. The one that was real like effeminate and stuff would go around, and he still wore frilly shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Would go around and wake everybody up every night, you know. And he would go down in the basement and, you know, open the door and try to talk to Peter. Peter, it's time to get up, Peter. And he opens the door and he goes, rah!
Oh yeah, I'll you know, can or lock over here.
Yeah, it was really funny.
You know, I think that the remake again. I know remakes, but I think them doing an updated version
of Nosferatu.
Yeah,
with Doug Jones.
I think that'll be good.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
I heard, what was it, in the vampire movie with Willem Dafoe, the one about the making of that movie. Mm-hmm. I heard that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow of the Vampire?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that was good.
It was good. I've seen it.
Yeah. All right, let's play some tunes, and we'll come back and talk about, I don't know, we talked about Hush.
We'll talk about some
Krampus
stuff.
Is on DVD and Blu-ray. Please go get it.
Yes, and we'll talk about some other stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Holidays.
Yes, we'll talk about that too.
That's the one we forgot to mention.
Yes, we did.
We did see that. Okay, yes. We'll be all back.
Right, bye.
When you find
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com.
It's true.
It's all true.
It's very true.
Yes. So, Holidays.
Holidays.
We watched the film Holidays, which is an anthology that's been running on the festival circuit. Was it Tribeca Film Festival, etc. And a couple of my friends. Yeah, a couple of my friends that were involved with Tales of Halloween and stuff like that were involved with this, made films. And Kevin Smith's involved and a couple of different people. So it's a bunch of short vignettes about the different holidays that happen throughout the year. And it starts with Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And then it goes all the way through to New Year's the next year.
Yeah.
But it includes Mother's Day and
Father's Day,
Easter,
St. Patrick's Day.
Some of them were really interesting takes on the holiday.
Yeah.
And traditions and how even like the most innocuous holiday can be scary. So some of them were really good. Others weren't quite as interesting, but all in all, I thought the film was really well done.
Yeah, it's not as good as Tales from Halloween.
No, Tales of Halloween was much better.
And so was American Horror Christmas Story.
Yes.
But really what made that was the ending.
Yeah, A Christmas Horror Story.
That's the ending's what saved that movie.
Yes.
Otherwise, it was all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, this Holidays wasn't bad.
I'm glad to see those movies getting made. Glad to see those kinds of movies getting made. Bankrolled, because the anthology is a cornerstone of filmmaking.
And books, too.
But it's necessary because it gives an opportunity for many artists to get involved with a major film.
Yeah.
And so they each have their own little piece of it. And that's how they get their work out there and their name out there. And I thought that was really well put together.
I do, too. I thought it was, some of them were fucking weird.
Yeah, some of them were really strange. And some of them were scary. And some of them were just gross.
But they were good.
Yeah.
For what it was.
Yes.
Again, not quite. The thing about Tales of Halloween, too, is that a lot of hype going in.
Yeah.
Because of it was just this thing that was circulating.
Yeah.
Plus,
it's all Halloween. That one is all Halloween.
It was all Halloween, and it had something to live up to now.
Yeah.
With Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
And the reason why American Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
Had the momentum was because it had a Krampus in it, and it was the Krampus was coming out.
Yes.
So those were the things
that kind of gave it a draw.
Let's check this out.
Plus, it had the Shatner in it.
It had Shatner, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, but Holidays was good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Definitely, it's worth checking out.
Yeah.
At least if you're in anthologies, check it out.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know.
It's not a bad way to spend an hour and a half.
And, this isn't quite, like I said, the way they do it is a straight, like, book. Why none of those things connect, nothing like that. It's just straight.
Yeah.
It's really just very, very, very cut and dry. It's, this is the holiday. It's almost like watching Tales from the Crypt or watching fucking Nicola, or You're Afraid of the Dark. It's that kind of thing where it's like, here's the month, this is what it's about, and then there it is.
Yeah.
It's not this giant tie-in thing with or how Trick or Treat and all that kind of, you know, the title of what it is right then and there. Trick or Treat was good because it was one movie, but it was all together.
Yeah, it was all these stories overlapping.
And it worked. Yeah. And the same thing with Tales of Halloween. They had the calendar thing, but for the most part, some of them were very mixed in.
Yeah.
Either way, awesome stuff. Check it out.
Yes.
Look forward to Conjuring. That's coming out soon.
Yep, Conjuring
the Purge
coming.
Is coming out.
Purge is coming, yep. The Darkness.
Yeah, Shallows.
The Shallows. So there are some horror movies coming.
In the mainstream. And then there's plenty of stuff, indie stuff.
Yeah. And go on to, if you have whatever you have, Xfinity, UVerse, whatever, on demand and see what now in theaters or, because a lot of the indie films that don't get major pushes from the major studios, they get played in some theaters and then they're available on demand at the same time.
Right. And
double check it.
And it's sometimes these things are rare that, like, it follows wasn't really supposed to get a push, but it did.
Yeah.
It got hype for whatever reason.
That
and
was
they
all
said
word of mouth, yeah.
And they put it out there, so it was like, all right, cool. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been in theaters.
Yeah. And then everybody was
it
like,
it wouldn't have
the
been
best,
in every theaters.
It's the best horror movie in 20 years and blah, blah, blah.
No,
it
wasn't.
I'm not going to go into that again.
But yeah, I think it's important that at least some of these movies... I think it's cool that it's indie, but again, we don't have blockbusters anymore. Yeah,
they need to find their audience.
They don't have blockbusters anymore. You can just walk in and go, new releases. Oh, this looks like shit. Let's watch it, because that's what we did. Or we go to just the horror section where this movie looks fucking terrible. And sometimes they were. And surprisingly, sometimes they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that anymore where you can go somewhere like Video Avenue or Blockbuster. I mean, there's Redbox, and we haven't done that in a while because we've got Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix does a good job. Like, you saw Henry Rollins, Hush. And Hush ended up on, I think I saw an article in Fangoria. No, I haven't even seen a Fango in a while. But one of the magazines, and it was in there, and I'm like, or one of the websites. I'm like, cool, I've just seen it.
Bloody Disgusting or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
One other thing, our friend Lisa Hammer. She has her husband Levi Wilson put up a GoFundMe for her and himself because she is battling breast cancer right now. And as an independent artist, both of them are independent artists and they, you know, they are making ends meet now, but once the hospital bills start coming in and things like that, they're trying be able to be creative and keep working and help her fight this, terrible disease. And I just wanted to let you know that that's out there. You can look them up on Facebook, and you know, every little bit helps.
At least she's a sweetheart too. She did an interview a couple years ago.
Yeah, she's one of the really good ones. And you know, her husband's awesome too. Her and Levi are really just awesome people. And you know, they've been getting more and more work, which is good. But you know, I see a lot of GoFundMes and a lot, you know, and you always want to help, but there are certain times when it comes across and it's, I don't know that I'm going to say somebody more deserving than someone else. I'm just saying that if you can help, help.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it would be a shame to lose her.
Really a shame to lose anybody, but yeah, it's important, you know, in these certain situations.
Yeah.
Especially with these indie artists and indie actors and indie filmmakers and, you know, and authors and, you know, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially without all that, you know, funding. And sometimes it's better to be indie because at least you know you're not, your shit's not getting fucked with.
Yeah.
Which I think Clive Barker was very big on when he was making Hellraiser and all his movies, because the studios, yeah, you got, but they kept fucking with his shit.
Yeah, that's why he stopped doing it.
Up until. Well, because at least with books, nobody really. Well, I guess the publisher can fuck with your shit, but for the most part, they don't.
Yeah, for the most part, they let him do what he wants to do. Although,
well,
I don't know what happened with the Scarlet Gospel.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I think he's just tired and he's sick.
I don't know.
Midnight Meat Train was like the one where nobody really fucked with it.
Yeah.
And it was done the way he wanted.
He wanted it done, yeah.
He didn't direct it, but he had input.
He was going to direct it originally, but he picked the person that ended up directing it. So.
Which is fine.
Yes. The other thing is there have been a lot of... We always talk about conventions and gatherings and stuff like that for writers and radio and creative people. There's been some really unsettling news that's been coming out about some of the conventions and meetups and things like that. The Stanley Hotel, the Writers Retreat at the Stanley Hotel, the Overlook Hotel, the one that The Shining was filmed in.
That's a real place?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's quite a few people that were going to go, quite a few, like Christopher Golden, a couple of other people that are not going because there's been some scandal involved. Apparently there's been a lot of, sexual assault and sexual, inappropriate behavior towards some of the women that have been, attending.
So
and
we got creepers
featured. Yeah, so we have creepers that are involved, and I don't have all of the details because they discuss it amongst themselves. I just know that there are things that have been coming out And I know, like, for the World Horror Convention, a lot of people are not going because of something that happened. I know for the other thing I know about is the Horror Writers Association. There's been a whole thing about that because someone who was named to the judges panel is apparently known for distinctive racism. Things like that. And, you know, he's going to be judging people's books that are of different races, different, you know, things like that. So there's all this stuff going on. It's just a lot of turmoil and bullshit happening. So just really do your research before you decide to attend one of these things. Because the other thing is, too, a lot of, like I said, a lot of the artists are deciding not to attend things. So if you're going specifically to see somebody,
they're not
going to
be there.
They're not going to be there. So just double check and triple check that the people that you want
to
see,
which is nonsense
there.
Anyway, people need to start acting right.
Yeah,
people are starting to act like they're fucking crazy or whatever, and they fucking—I don't understand it.
Well, they're starting, and there's talk, and I'll go into it further when there's more concrete guidelines. But there's talk of doing buddy systems and things like that for conventions for women and stuff, and having designated safe people that they can go and tell them what happened, and they can help them with the process so they don't feel like they have to go to the people that they may not trust, things
right.
like that, you know. So it's gotcha. Like the community itself is pulling together and trying to develop something to make it easier for people to feel comfortable
gotcha.
In these situations.
That's good.
Yeah, but cons
are always been like full of nightmares. Not all yeah. like drama and stuff. Like I heard that like San Diego or one of them was like Fox was pulling out of it or something, and people were, you know, because you know things get leaked and it's
yeah
all
that's what they that's
anal
why they're
retentive.
Doing it yeah
good fuck off Fox, we don't need you
yeah
somebody will leak it anyway
yeah
I think that, again, that's become this big thing now, and people are like, yeah, well, get back to being a con and not just a giant thing for some movie coming out.
Yeah,
and I get it, but mm-hmm. look, well, that's the business now.
Yeah.
Some people are in the business to be in the business because of what they love, mm-hmm. and other people are in the business to basically make money.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that before where yeah. people have done that and yeah. it's been bullshit.
Yeah.
Shock Pop, for instance.
Yeah.
That was a goat fuck.
Yeah.
It wasn't a goat fuck on our end, but it was a goat fuck for the people running it that was being shady.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is there's been a large prevalence of cosplayers getting accosted by people, getting touched inappropriately, you know. And whatever my opinion is of how you dress as a cosplayer, no one has the right to touch you.
Right. I agree.
And I, you know, I am also, you know, looking into, you know, I'm making sure because I know there were some things with Dragon Con and one of the developers of Dragon Con got arrested for molesting and for her,
Jesus.
You know, for touching people. I mean, that was a couple years ago. So I know Dragon Con's changed a lot since that happened.
We haven't
happened.
Been to Dragon Con.
No, we have not been to Dragon Con yet.
Let's just quit our jobs. Let's go to Dragon
right.
Con.
I know. But right. yeah, so I just, if you're planning on, there's a lot of things coming up. And if you're planning on attending things, just double and triple check what's going on.
Right.
Because I know I've been seeing a lot of announcements from people dropping out of things. And
right.
Yeah.
I think right now, this weekend, was Texas Frightmare. So good for you.
Yeah, Texas Frightmare. Yep.
I'd like to, one year, I'd like to go to Texas Frightmare.
I would too.
I think that'd be pretty rad.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I'd like to check out other ones. Florida's got some ones, you know, and that's awesome. But
yeah.
of course, Spooky.
Yeah.
Which I wish we could have went in April, but we were working.
Yeah.
But anyway, October's coming around. So
yes.
we know that we'll be there for
that's
that
our
at least.
Big one.
So anyway, that's it. We're done. Goodbye. We're going to play one
bye,
more song.
Bye, bye, bye,
thanks
bye,
for listening.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
We'll be back soon.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll drop some just talky talk. Maybe not so serious, but we'll drop some reviews on some movies or something. So.
Oh, there's an idea.
Yes.
What a concept.
What a concept.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Hold on Radio.